Michael Winterbottom's The Trip to Italy reunites the crackling chemistry of Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon in a hilarious follow-up to their previous culinary trip around northern England, The Trip. In gorgeous settings, they now retrace the romantic poet's grand tour of Italy to a soundtrack of Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill, as their sparkling wit, banter, and spot-on impersonations frame gastronomic treasures along with self-reflection on friendship, family, and career. A brilliantly biting comic portrait of modern-day masculinity, The Trip to Italy opens on Friday, August 15th at The Landmark, 10850 West Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles. A limited number of tickets are available to KPFK Film Club members who are invited to call the front desk at 818-985-2711, dial 0 for operator, for a pair of tickets good Monday through Thursday only. And if you aren't already a Film Club member, please consider joining at kpfk.org.
Music in the background from a record that Stanley Turrentine put out along with Shirley Scott and the gentleman who we're going to pay tribute to here in the next hour of Melting Pot here at KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, kpfk.org worldwide. Idris Muhammad passed away towards the end of July. We haven't been able to do a proper show here on Melting Pot since then, and so wanted to spend some time and pay tribute to him. Just an incredible drummer, legendary drummer, especially for, you know, people sort of along the lines of me, people who grew up kind of hip-hop generation people and came into jazz in many instances through hip-hop and through samples that had been done by hip-hop producers, especially of kind of classic sounds from Blue Note and Prestige. A lot of those records had the drums of Idris Muhammad, and so those drums really drew us in, and so I had to pay tribute. The song in the background is Boogaloo, featuring those drums, that New Orleans sound from Idris Muhammad, at the time still Leo Morris. Going to play you a song that's probably the single most sampled song that features Idris Muhammad. It's one of the most sampled songs of all time in hip-hop and electronic music history. The song is recorded in 1974 with Bob James and featured on his album One, and the name of it is Nautilus, which you're hearing right now on KPFK, and a tribute to the drummer Idris Muhammad. We'll be right back. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. In the midst of a tribute to Idris Muhammad, legendary drummer, and maybe best known, or, you know, for the most part, people know, they really do know, and hip-hop certainly do know the sound of Idris Muhammad, even if you didn't realize that it was him, because you've heard those drums on countless tracks, including the one in the background, Ode to Billy Joe, which has been sampled quite a lot, maybe best by Kanye West on Jesus Walks, originally on Lou Donaldson record, Mr. Shingling. Also in the set just ahead of this, you heard Melvin Sparks, Love the Life You Live, originally by Kool and the Gang, but I actually like that version better. Aquila, the name of the record that is found on from 1972 on Prestige. Leon Spencer, also in the set, Message from the Meters, from Spencer's debut as an artist called Sneak Preview, also on Prestige. And started the set off with Bob James, featuring those drums from Idris Muhammad, Nautilus, the name of the song, one of the most sampled songs of all time, from Bob James' record called One on CTI. Going to start this next set off with so many of these have been sampled before. This one is maybe best done by a Tribe Called Quest on Vibes and Stuff. This is a track that Idris cut with Grant Green, one of the artists that he was really, really maybe best known for and played on quite a few of Grant Green's records. You'll hear a couple more things from Idris Muhammad and Grant Green. Alive, the name of the record, the name of the song is Down Here on the Ground, featuring just the heavenly drums, those funky drums from Idris Muhammad. And a tribute to him right here on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot here in a tribute to Idris Muhammad, legendary drummer out of New Orleans, passed away at the tail end of July. Potbelly, the name of the song, recorded with Lou Donaldson and featured on a Lou Donaldson record called Pretty Things. Ahead of that, you heard something from a record that Grant Green put out called Alive. The song was Down Here on the Ground. The song in the background right now, Sookie Sookie, also from that very same record. And also something that's been sampled to death. What I'm getting ready to play you is my single favorite jazz funk, soul jazz, however you want to call it, song of all time. I don't think there's anything that compares to this. Every single soloist is on point and just on fire, and it's just incredible. From a Rusty Bryant record, it features Rusty Bryant, Bill Mason on organ, Rusty Bryant on tenor sax, Bill Mason on organ, Wilbert Longmire on guitar, and the one and only Idris Muhammad on the drums. Is one of the fiercest songs and certainly one of the fiercest drum solos and breakbeats of all time. The Fire Eater is the name of this, and you're hearing it right now on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot, in a tribute to Idris Muhammad. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is all the time we have for you today here on Melting Pot. Closing up, tribute to Idris Muhammad with the very funky Ain't It Funky Now, featured on Grant Green's record Green Is Beautiful. Ahead of that, we had just an incredible one, The Fire Eater from Rusty Bryant, album of the same name, featuring just incredible work from everybody, but especially on those drums. Eternally thankful to Matthew Africa for turning me on to that, and probably a few of these others. And also eternally thankful to Oliver Wang of Soul Sides, who helped me out with a couple tracks that I no longer had. And so big thanks to Oliver, and also happy birthday to Oliver, because today is his birthday. I'll be back next week with more of a regular show. 2 hours of great music. Kind of been stocking up on new things, and also been buying quite a lot of records, so I'll be able to share. My birthday is next week, so I'll have some birthday records to share with you. Folk Scene is up next, and in 2 weeks, I do want to let you know, in 2 weeks, we're going to do a 30th anniversary tribute to Double Nickels on the Dime with an interview with Mike Watt, and we're going to play the entire record. That's in a couple weeks. Until then, y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.